They don't call it the most wonderful time of the year for nothing. The Christmas holiday season is next, and this means putting up the perfect Christmas tree. North Carolina happens to be one of the best states for those real Christmas trees. That's our topic this week on the WNCW Friday Feature of the Week. I'm Paul Foster, and my guest is Jennifer Green, Executive Director of the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer, provide our listeners with some general details about the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association, like how long it's been around, its purpose, and your headquarters and so forth.
Sure. So the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association was established in 1959, and its purpose is to promote real Christmas trees through marketing education. Our office is based out of Boone in the Western Mountains.
How many tree growers or farmers does the association work with across the state? Tell us a little bit about those relationships.
We currently have approximately 240 members in our association, and our membership base consists of Christmas tree growers, retailers, allied business partners, and industry support personnel.
Today, of course, is the big day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday. Families are not just shopping for gifts, but they're also looking for the perfect fresh Christmas tree. Is today and through this weekend the most popular time for buying a Christmas tree?
Thanksgiving weekend is the busiest choose and cut weekend of the season. We've seen that also choose and cutters have been out earlier this year, and last weekend was also a very busy opening weekend for many North Carolina farms.
I think a lot of folks are beginning to get into their maybe out-of-town Thanksgiving get-togethers, and when they come back from that, they want the tree to already be up. I think, like you said, we're going to see more and more of an increase maybe of even the weekend before with those Christmas trees going up. Let's talk about some of the types of trees, those that are most popular as the perfect Christmas tree.
Well, North Carolina Fraser fir Christmas trees are the perfect Christmas tree. The North Carolina Christmas tree industry is ranked second in the nation for the number of Christmas trees harvested and produces over 20% of the real Christmas trees grown in the United States. Out of those trees, Fraser fir represents 99.4% of all the species grown in North Carolina. Fraser fir is native to the Appalachian Mountains, so we have the optimum growing climate and conditions. The Fraser fir trees have incomparable needle retention. They have pliable but strong branches to hold even the heaviest of ornaments, and they have a soft, pleasant touch. They have a dark green, lush color, and they have an aroma that just makes the whole house smell like Christmas.
Outside of Fraser fir, is there by chance another type of tree at all that is popular or is also selected as a Christmas tree?
There are other trees that are grown in the eastern part of the state. Our growers grow other types of species of trees as well. They'll grow blue spruce, white pine, other types of firs like Nordman firs, Canaan firs. There are also, in the eastern part of the state, other trees such as cedars, Leland cypress trees are grown as Christmas trees and sold on choose and cut lots.
Right now on WNCW, our guest on the Friday Feature Interview of the Week is Jennifer Green, who serves as the Executive Director of the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association. Jennifer, next, let's move on to letting you tell our listeners about maybe some tips of what customers should be on the lookout for when it comes to selecting that best tree to take home.
Sure. So, you know, keep in mind, know what you want. What size of tree do you want? And keep in mind that when you're choosing that tree, it always looks smaller under the sky than it does under your roof in your home. My husband constantly reminds me of that because I have a tendency to go for the big trees and we have a small home, so he has to remind me of that. So just keep in mind, you know, the height that you're looking for. Make sure that you choose one that's actually going to fit into your home. A lot of our growers, they have a nice variety of a taper of trees, whether you want one that's skinny, fat, dense, or more open. But check for freshness. You know, of course, if you're on a choose and cut lot, you're going to be getting a fresh tree because it's going to be cut right then. But, you know, if you're on a retail lot or if you're buying from store such as Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's, any kind of box store or independent retailer, then you want to look for, do a freshness check. So if you bend the branch, does it bounce back into place? The fresher the tree, the more supple the branches and the faster they'll bounce back. You definitely don't want crisp, dry, or brittle branches. Sometimes, you know, if you're on a budget, you might still want a nice tree, but consider purchasing a lower grade tree. at an independent garden center or a tree lot. And like I said, there are many different selections of types and shapes of trees that you can get on choose and cut lots as well.
Once you've got the tree home, what are some other tips? Of course, we all think about watering the tree, but is there anything beyond that that you can do?
Sure. So, of course, as you mentioned, the most important thing to do is put your tree in water as soon as possible. Keeping it watered is the most important thing that you can do. Most tree varieties can go about 6 to 8 hours after cutting them, and the trunk will still take up water. But, you know, if it's been more than about 6 or 8 hours since you've cut your tree, it's always good to make a fresh cut. Make about a half an inch of a fresh cut on the base of the trunk to allow the tree to take up more water. When you're displaying your tree, try and put it in a place where it's not going to get a lot of direct sunlight, because of course that's going to reduce the moisture in the tree. It's going to dry out the tree a little bit quicker if it's constantly in direct sunlight. And of course, don't put it any close to any heat vents. And you know, it's always important to not just consider the tree, but make sure that you check the lights. Make sure that there are no frayed wires. And make sure that you have no electrical shortages before you put your lights on the tree. So all those things will help keep home safe and everyone can enjoy the tree.
As we get ready to wrap up, Jennifer, I know you might want to direct our listeners to your website. Maybe someone wants to become a member. Maybe they'd like to know more about the association. And I understand also that they can go online and even look at Christmas trees there.
Yeah, we have a wealth of resources on our website. You can go to nchristmastrees.com. You can find all of the tips that I mentioned and more on our website. You can find all of the tree selection tips, the tree care and safety tips. You can also go on our website and find Choose and Cut Farms retail lots. And if you're interested in mail order, we also have resources on our website to where you can mail order a tree or a wreath and have it shipped right to your door.
Again, what is your website?
nchristmastrees.com.
All right. Well, this has been a fun interview as so many of us are getting ready to go out and get that Christmas tree. Our guest has been Jennifer Green of the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association, who serves as the executive director. Jennifer, thank you and happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
The Friday feature on WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.